Today's responsa that we're going to learn is a responsa about the Rambam's view on Islam. And this was a Shela, this is a question that was asked by Ovadia the Ger. Ovadia the convert, was an early 12th century Italian convert to Judaism. He was born Johannes, the son of Drew, around 1070 in a small town in southern Italy. He was a Catholic priest who converted to Judaism in 1102. It's common practice, or it was common practice, for converts to use the name Ovadia because of the tradition found in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tesa Amud Beis, that Ovadia Ger Adomi Haya, that the Navi, the prophet Ovadia, was actually a convert. Not exactly clear why he converted, but he asked the Rambam a few questions, and in the Siman, in the Shutra Rambam, Siman Tav Memches, we have the following question. It's a Sheila al Elo Yishma'elim, Shemar Tshenim of the Avodah Zarah. That there was a question about Yishma'elim, about Muslims, that Ovadia the Ger told the Rambam that he thought that they were not idolaters. V'amar lecha rabcha, Shem of the Avodah Zarah, V'avadim Shemashlichim be Terfusam Heim Lamarkolis. However, Ovadia's Rebbe told him that Muslims are idolatrous, and in fact, they throw stones to Marcellus. Not exactly clear at this point what they're doing, but they're doing something that his Rebbe thinks reflects an idolatrous practice or an idolatrous ideology. So the Rambam tells Ovadia the Ger, he says, Elo Yishma'elim Einam Ode Avodah Zarah Klal. They're not idolatrous at all. That they believe in one God. And since they believe in monotheism, so therefore they're not idolaters. And the Rambam writes, V'lo b'nei she'hem mishakim aleinu mechazim v'omim she'anu omim she'esh lakel yitaleh ben nichzav kach anachto aleim v'nomar she'hem obdei avodah zarah. And we shouldn't say that since they lie and they believe that we, Jewish people, believe in an idolatrous practice or a false ideology, they claim that we believe in Ben Nichzav, which means the Son of God. It seems that this is from the Quran. In the Quran, it says in Surah 9, verse 30, the Quran says that Jews say Ezra is the son of Allah. Uzair is a figure who states that he was revered by the Jews as the son of God. He's often identified with the biblical Ezra. So they believe that we believe in a false ideology. So the Rambam says just because they claim that we believe in a false ideology, we have no right to say that they believe in a false ideology. And the Rambam writes that Sheri Sishra lo yasu avlov lo yidabru chazav v'lo yimatze mi b'fihem lashon tarmis, that falsehood is not found in our mouths. So just because they claim that we believe in idolatry, so it doesn't mean that we're allowed to do that. And then the Rambam writes, v'im yomar adam shehabai shehem ekalsim oso beis avodah zarahu v'avodah zarah tzfuna besocho. And if they say that there was, that the house of worship that they worship in, there is avodah zarah, there's idolatry in there, that there shehayu ovdim osam osav voseihem mavakach. And even though that their house of worship was originally used as idolatry, who cares? Elu hamishtachim kenegdo yom ein libam el shamayim. Those who bow down nowadays are only thinking about God, about one God. In fact, the Rambam cites the Gemara in Sanhedrin that if someone bows down in a house of Avodah Zarah, he thinks it's a shul, then he's not killed for this. It's not Avodah Zarah because he's thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu with God. So what is this previous house of worship that the Rambam's referring to? He's referring to an edifice known as Kaaba. And there's a broken stone within it, which is found in Mecca in Saudi Arabia. It was an ancient temple for the idolaters of the Arabian Peninsula, where many people came to visit on a yearly basis. And this edifice was an established, or this temple was established before the rise of Islam. Now Muhammad, when he conquered Mecca, he retained Kaaba as a place of worship, as it was already entrenched culturally as a house of worship in the entire area, in order to try and lessen resistance to the new religion. And this place became a holy site of Islam. Just because it was used as idolatry beforehand, the Rambam believes that it's not considered idolatry nowadays. And the Rambam points out that, again, even though he says that, even though they believe or they engage in some of these practices that were originally idolatrous, the Rambam writes, "Kol shel davar, af al pi sheikar dvar yisod l'avodah zarah." Let's say the Muslims engage in some kind of practices that originally it was done for avodah zarah. Says nowadays nobody throws stones in this temple, and nobody bows in this place. No one does any of these things for the purpose of avodah zarah. Even maybe hundreds of years beforehand, people engage in these practices for idolatrous purposes. If you engage in these practices now, this is not idolatry. We don't care if we see the Muslims doing things that their ancestors did for idolatrous purposes, as long as they don't currently do it for a purpose of idolatry. We're only interested in intention and not in action. And this position of the Rambam seems to go, the Ran disagrees, Rabbeinu Nissim, who lived after the Rambam in Spain, in his commentary in Maseches Sanhedrin Samach Aleph and Beis, he writes that since the Muslims bow down to Muhammad in a religious manner, so therefore they engage in idolatrous practice, and obviously that makes a big difference. Are you allowed to walk into a mosque? The Ran believes that the Muslims are engaged in idolatry. And in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer, in his Chuvos, in Chelek Yudal's Siman Tzadi Aleph, he does cite the Ran, who says that the Muslim worship, it has a din of avodah zarah. And therefore, according to him, a mosque is considered a base of avodah zarah. It's considered an idolatrous place, and you can't enter there. And he cites this position of the Ran. However, Rav Avadya Yosef disagrees. Rav Avadya Yosef passing like the Rambam. And the Rav Avadya Yosef says that even though the Ran writes that they bow down in their mosques, it's like an avodah of Elohus, it's like a service to a foreign god, and it has the halacha of avodah zarah. The Rav Avadya Yosef says, "Ilu hava shabialei kol ma shekasuv haRambam b'tshuva lo yomer kein." The Rambam was unaware of the Rambam's tshuva, and had he been aware, he would not have said what he said, because he said the Rambam was a baki b'hebe yoser. The Rambam was more of an expert than the Ran in these matters. And therefore, the Rambam writes that in a mosque, the mosque is not considered a house of idolatry as opposed to a church. He thinks a church is a house of idolatry. One should not enter into a church. But a mosque is not a house of avodah zarah, because the religion of Islam is not a religion of idolatry. Even if they engage, according to the Rambam, in practices that past generations did as a function or manifestation of idolatry, now they don't do that. And therefore, it's not considered idolatrous.